Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 11th of January. I am Paul Machen, and this is Red Men Bite Size. Let's dive into it. We got some fallout from Liverpool's 2-1 win in the EFL Cup first leg semi-final. And those words, eventually, if you jumble them around enough, will make correct grammatical sense. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of loan news out, some injury news, and the potential of another player to return to the club this January. So, yes, first and foremost, we're going to start with Darwin Núñez. And Opta Joe on Twitter last night said that despite only coming on in the 56th minute, Darwin Núñez had the highest XG, 0.76, the most touches in the opposition box, that was 12, completed the most dribbles, 3, and had the joint most shots, 4, of any Liverpool player, as well as assisting both goals. Exuberant. Yes, great to see some love for Darwin Núñez's cameo performance last night. Obviously, ongoing debates around his goal scoring output, but right now he's got 8 goals in all comps, but 10 assists. 18 combined goals and assists across all competitions this season, which is a pretty damn good return all told, although perhaps not so for those expecting him to be the 25 goal a season lead the line centre forward. But yeah, I think we can all agree that his the work rate is there, and actually as long as he's producing things that cause Liverpool to win games, then, you know, certainly concessions can be made to his goal scoring. Another player who had a really strong performance last night in that win over Fulham was Conor Bradley. Sam Maguire, friend of the show, tweeted, Conor Bradley is 5 out of 5 in tackles and 8 out of 15 in ground duels. He's like Wan-Bissaka, but he can actually play football. Yes, Jürgen Klopp was asked about the young fullback as well, who looked absolutely shattered coming into the game. He was asked if he would sleep well tonight. He said he will. I'm not sure he'll make it home. Probably he will fall asleep in the dressing room. Exceptional. What a boy. Fantastic character. Real talent. Top potential. And he's in the right team because everyone loves him and respects him and wants him to succeed. It's really nice. Yeah, really, really good stuff indeed. And it's nice to see, actually, the real sort of positivity from the media around Liverpool in a tie that was by no means sort of set in stone in terms of the result, particularly when Liverpool went a goal down to Willian in the first half. Lots of the major journalists talking about Liverpool's resilience and mentality and fight and all that kind of stuff, which is, really, really good. I suspect probably a few of them have maybe been brought up watching too much Arsenal, dare I suggest, if they're surprised that Liverpool are like that. But the Independent's Richard Jolly said, reduce Jürgen Klopp's options on his bench and the Liverpool manager can still look a master of invention. 3 days after the German changed the cup tie against capital opponents to conjure victory where defeat beckoned, he did so again. 2 changes brought 2 goals in 3 minutes, another reshuffle leading to another change in fortunes. The manager felt the match winner. Maybe a scant consolation to Fulham that Arsenal know how they feel. At least Marco Silva's side have a second chance. The problem they may already sense is that Liverpool are the toughest of teams to kill off. Really, really nice. There was Lewis Steele of the Mail said, the theme of Liverpool season is much like an old movie you've seen dozens of times before, the sort that pops up every Saturday night on ITV2. You know what's going to happen. The plot twist is no surprise, but you can't help but watch it again and again. This was the 15th time this season Liverpool had gone one down and gone in at half-time with complaints of sloppiness in defence and lack of creativity in attack. But like the ending to so many of those matches this term, the Reds came back to triumph. Liverpool had only lost three of those matches. Two were meaningless Europa League games, and the other one was after a VAR shambles at Tottenham. Jurgen Klopp would be quick to deny that his self-dubbed mentality monsters are back, but it's hard to argue anymore. Yeah, really, really good stuff. And on Liverpool's goal-scoring exploits, one from Michael Reid, Michael_Reid11 on Twitter. Cody Gakpo has scored in all four of Liverpool's League Cup games this season. He's the first player to score in four consecutive rounds of a League Cup season for Liverpool since Ian Rush in 1983-84, and first, when excluding replays, since Kenny Dalglish in 80-81. The only player who came even remotely close to that since then was apparently Vladimir Smicha, who did four appearances in a row, not rounds, as two of his were each leg of a semi final. So yeah, it is going very well for Cody in the League Cup so far, and it's interesting. So I was recording the Ripple Effect podcast with James Alcott this week, two of those to go out. The first one is out now, looking at weird things that might help decide the Premier League title. But in the second, I was asked to rank all of Jurgen Klopp's signings, and one that came up was Takumi Minamino, who of course was very much Liverpool's cup star. And now one thing I think about Cody Gakpo is he's doing that role for us. He's coming into those rotated sides, getting his goals. But you do feel as though there's still probably a world where you could argue Cody Gakpo could be in Liverpool's strongest 11 at the same time as well. So, yeah, it speaks volumes to the level and quality of depth available to Jurgen Klopp, particularly in those attacking positions, even in the absence of Mohamed Salah at AFCON. Right, so a deal was completed. Taking Fabio Carvalho, the returning Fabio Carvalho, who had his loan at RB Leipzig cut short due to a lack of game time, has completed a switch to Hull City, this via the official Liverpool website. The 21-year-old will spend the remainder of the campaign in the Championship with Liam Rossini's side. He returned to Liverpool last month following a temporary spell in Germany with Leipzig, where he made 15 appearances in the first half of 23-24. The attacker joined the Reds from Fulham in the summer of 2022 and has made 21 senior appearances for the club to date, scoring three times. Hull, who are also loaning Tyler Morton from Liverpool this season, currently sit seventh in the Championship and are next in action on Friday night when they host Norwich City. So, yeah, I mean, what Liverpool like to do is obviously build up relationships and rapport with certain football clubs, and you see this happen like a path well trodden. So Harvey Elliott has a good loan spell at Blackburn, and then you see Leighton Clarkson have a go there, and ultimately Tyler Morton have a go there as well. Tyler Morton's getting rave reviews for his appearances and his performances for Hull this season. It means the pathway is now a better trodden one. It means there's a trust there from Liverpool that, you know, the players will be given game time. It will be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see whether that is a positive one for him. Just one thing that I had to confirm, that Liam Rossini, who is the current manager, is actually a former Fulham player as well. He was there until 2007, which I presume is probably around the point where Fabio Carvalho was but a child. But it does make you wonder whether he's had one eye on him, having been a really strong Fulham prospect in the past as well. But yeah, hopefully he can link up with Tyler Morton. Be interested to see where he's playing, where he does get utilised, and have Liverpool had any sort of hand in those conversations. It remains to be seen. But yeah, all the best to Fabio Carvalho. And his low move to Hull City, certainly. Right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's move things forward. Pre the Fulham win, Pep Linders had done his press conference and delivered a bunch of injury updates. You'll be aware of these now, but I thought it was worth just kind of reiterating a couple of them. Trent Alexander-Arnold has been sidelined for a few weeks due to a knee injury. He has a little tear in the lateral ligament of his knee, and he will need time to recover. He had a scan and will be out for a few weeks. So let's see after that. Says Pep Linders, having hyperextended his knee, not a great one. He will get some rest and then hopefully he can come back to where he was, because this guy was decisive in all the games and was the one who created constantly for us from deep and gave the team a high level of flexibility. We will really miss him. As we know, Virgil van Dijk, who had been out at the weekend, returned with Fulham, so that is very good, and returned, barring one little mistake from a header, another imperious performance at the back from him. Dominic Szoboszlai is progressing well on the pitch. He's running, so let's see. Pep says not available for Fulham. Fingers crossed that means he'll be available once the Reds return from their winter break. And then we have Robbo. He's almost at the 3 month mark, so he will get checked by the surgeon. If he does that scan and we see everything, that we can really progress him, he will go to Dubai for the week and do proper sessions, so that will be good for him. Then we see the 3 month mark scan, and then we can see how quick he can go into contact again. Same for Kostas. Kostas is progressing really well, really quick. So hopefully both of them, Robbo and Kostas, will be back at the end of this month to train with the team. And on Thiago and Bacetic, they will not be ready for the end of this month. It will probably be going into the next month to train with us, but both with no complications, progressing. So real positives on Robbo and Kostas. When you consider now, of course, Liverpool are going to be going away on a winter break. I think what it looks like, the squad will go and get some R&R, some downtime. And then we'll more than likely return to some form of warm weather training, which normally fills Liverpool fans with a cold dread, because Liverpool tend to come back from warm weather training camps in really bad form. But fingers crossed that is not the case. But obviously it is currently the 11th of January. Our next game now is away at Bournemouth on the 21st, so obviously 10 days from now. 11 days ultimately from there, give or take a few hours from the Liverpool's last game. So yeah, that's actually a nice old chunk of sort of both of those spells, particularly for Trent Alexander-Arnold. You know, talking a week and a half of a potential 3 week layoff is where Liverpool are not playing a game is a very, if you had to choose a situation for a player like that to pick up an injury, you would choose not to, but if you had to, this wouldn't be the worst time for it to happen, of course. But then Liverpool do go back into the fixtures coming thick and fast. We now know, obviously, Liverpool take a 2-1 aggregate lead into the second semi-final leg against Fulham on Wednesday the 24th. Our fourth round FA Cup opponent, and therefore kick-off time and date, is yet to be decided, with Bristol still yet to play their replay against Norwich, which I believe will come this weekend. And then, of course, Liverpool-Chelsea on the 31st of January. So, yeah, games coming thick and fast once they get back from that break. But yeah, it'd be nice for them to get the break and hopefully come back a little bit recharged. One player that might well find himself returning to the club this week, or certainly before the end of the transfer window. We've seen Conor Bradley obviously getting his opportunity in the last couple of games and flourishing with the chance. But of course, he's come into the side this season, and we've seen the player we bought for that position last year in Calvin Ramsey sent out on loan. Now, with a number of players having had their loan spells cut short, The current chat is that Calvin Ramsey could well be the next one. Preston boss Ryan Lowe said, well, there's a possibility with everything. Again, you look at him not playing enough games. He wanted to come here and play and force his way in, which is why we signed him, to compete with Potty. That's Brad Potty to you and me. The injury set him back, then he played, and then COVID set him back. He's now finding himself out of the squad, but there is a possibility with everything. We will do what is best for us and the player as well. Calvin has got the opportunity every day, like most players, to get back into the squad. I had a brief chat with him the other day about it, and he's obviously disappointed he's not in and around the squad because he feels he can help and get into the team. The problem he's got is that we've got someone like Brad Potts, who's been one of our most outstanding performers since I came through the door. We've also got cover in there who can fill that void, whether it's Alan Brown or Ali McCann. If it's a right wing back and it's a right back, the defenders can go across there. So I've got to pick a team and squad I feel can help us in games. And if we need to make changes in game from the bench, he's just a little bit unfortunate. I think the COVID thing has really set him back, because the squad we've had from then has been the squad more or less. But yeah, he's definitely available for selection if needed. So yeah, I mean, and then that was from Liverpool World, a website I wasn't familiar with prior to this. But yeah, interesting quotes from his manager at the moment. But yeah, the talk via this is Anfield, is that Liverpool might well be keeping an eye on him. They obviously know it's a well-trodden path to bring footballers back who aren't getting the game time, so it could well be a possibility. Nat Phillips has returned to Merseyside following the conclusion of a short-term loan at Celtic. Marcelo Pitaluga has joined Irish club St Patrick's Athletic, and Vitislav Jaros will spend the remainder of the season with Sturm Graz in Austria as well. So there you go, loan update, stat update, and the biggest update, of course, is that Liverpool have got one foot in the final, half-time in the two-legged semi-final affair of the EFL Cup. The positive season continues to roll on. If you want to revel in that positivity, then I would highly recommend heading to redmenplus.com. If you want more great Liverpool podcasts in your life, more documentaries, more features, more interviews, more just general insight from both experts and fans alike, head over there and use the code KLOP. So go to redmenplus.com, sign up, use the code KLOP and get a free month of Redmen Plus. Try it out, see how it fits on your life, and I think you will be at worst pleasantly surprised, at best marvellously delighted at what we've got on offer for you guys over there. So yeah, do check it out, redmenplus.com, use the code KLOP and get it free for an entire month. Anyway, that's it from me. Thank you so much for joining me. Do leave a 5-star review on podcast and apps if you can. That would be amazing. And we'll be back with another one soon. Ta-da.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.